And it's time for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse along with Noah Cassidy today on this Tuesday afternoon. Noah, thanks for joining us for the Did You Know Show.
Absolutely.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Great day today.
What do you got for us today?
So mine's going to be about some taste buds. So did you know that your taste buds are replaced every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks? You get fresh taste buds?
Kind of, yeah.
They seem like my tastes don't change every 2 weeks, though.
Right. So it's a little... Okay, so in a span of 2 weeks, all of your taste buds will change. So they don't all go dead at one time and all grow back, you know.
Gotcha.
So
it's a rotation kind of thing.
Right, it's a rotation. So the human body, it's obviously an amazing powerhouse fueled by important organs like our heart, our lungs, and our brain. However, some of its most vital work is done by these body parts that you might not expect, like our taste buds. Our taste bud is a set of microscopic organs that do more than just help us savor our food. Scientists also believe that our taste buds also have a bigger purpose, as in like protecting us from poison and things like that. So these microscopic sensors, they don't only tell our brain when food tastes good, but when it tastes good, it's pretty much saying, hey, this is safe to eat. But whenever we eat something that's bitter or unpalatable, then obviously we want to spit it out, and that's our taste buds trying to make sure that we don't ingest.
Keeping us healthy.
Keeping us healthy, yep. Gotcha. So taste buds are also a very hardworking organ, so they die off rather quickly. And so as they work, they age and they lose sensitivity, which is why the body regenerates them about every 2 weeks. So all your taste buds are brand new after 2 weeks, but they do it in, like you said, kind of a pattern. So at any given day, about 10% of your taste buds expire, while 20 to 30% are in the process of developing, leaving you with 60% of the buds that are actually active in analyzing food.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty neat. That's not too long. So you're all constantly changing them out.
You're only using 60% of them at any given moment.
Well, that's still enough for food to taste good to me.
Exactly.
So I'm not complaining. But that's a good one. I like it. Well, my fact today is, how often does a lightning bolt strike the earth every second? I want to let people give some time to guess. How often, each second, does a lightning bolt strike the earth?
I mean, I feel like it's going to be just outrageous.
The number is 100. 100 lightning bolts strike Earth every second on average.
That's less than, I mean, that makes more sense, but it's less than I probably would have guessed just because I would have thought it had been much
more. But just think,
but
right
still,
now, 100. 100. Now, another 100, you know? Pretty crazy. So just because there's always storms going on, of course, and the electricity from the lightning bolts, you know, a part of that is the energy that the earth gets and stuff. So it's definitely healthy to our environment, but it's also, you know, definitely dangerous. But the good thing is, even though lightning's really common, it's very rare to be struck by lightning. An interesting fact also that I found is that on average, only one out of every 5,000 Americans will be struck by lightning during their lifetime.
So, fun fact, I know that you're about to have to get back to talking on air, so I'm going to make this real quick. But I worked for the sheriff's office for a little while.
Yeah.
And I took an extra detail, an extra little job, some overtime, and basically it was the 4th of July, and I went and sat at one of the rivers. They had like a RV park at a river, and I had to sit there and run security for a few hours for the July 4th. Holiday. And so I was just sitting there. It was supposed to be, I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah,
it was no
day.
Big deal. I could literally just sit in my car and wait it out because everybody was just chilling. In fact, I ate some fish from somebody's fish fry while I was there. We had a good time. Anyway, so I'm sitting in my car and I hear the lightning and it sounded like it was pretty close. And then sure enough, a call come in and the dude got struck by lightning down the road. I mean, like 10 feet from me at someone's trailer. I had to go. He was fine. He just felt real shook up. He was sitting in the lawn chair and the lightning struck a tree probably about 50 feet away from him, traveled through the ground up into the
Well, it's
camera.
Good it wasn't a direct strike, right?
Right, so it wasn't
It could have been a lot higher power kind of strike.
So,
but still,
it was
crazy.
He was sitting 50 feet from where it struck a tree, and it still got him somehow. Yeah. So it's kind of cool how lightning works.
Yeah, definitely good to be safe on the safe side.
Absolutely.
As we just talked about, every 100 strikes every second on the earth, so be safe out there, but it's definitely a cool and wonder of the world. Just like the taste buds, changing out every 2 weeks. Well, that's what we got on the Did You Know Show today. Hope you enjoyed. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow of Did You Know Show.